Cruz. It's Alicia Eichel calling.
Hey, Alicia. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you.
How have you been?
I've been good. I've been surprisingly keeping really busy, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been thankfully keeping busy with my music teaching. Thankfully, I can still do that over FaceTime or the odd in-person lesson, and we mask up. So, yeah, that's been really nice. I've been doing a ton of songwriting, and this is my Christmas song, One Wish, and I actually have a video shoot in a couple of days for it.
Oh, awesome. I can't wait to see the video.
Yeah, it's kind of something that fell in my lap. It's actually a home development company in Red Deer that's doing a video for their new show home and new development area, and they want to feature me and my song in the video.
Fantastic. Now, One Wish, great Christmas tune. Christmas just around the corner, 2 weeks away. How excited are you for Christmas?
I am like a little kid.
Do you have all your shopping done?
I do. I actually had it all done about 3 weeks ago.
Well, look at you little candy striper.
I know. I'm like on it this year. Most years I'm not, but this year I just had a little extra time.
You know, even with all the extra time, I still haven't even started.
Oh, no. You just had a couple weeks.
I still got 2 weeks. That's plenty of time for Amazon to deliver everything.
Absolutely. Amazon's fantastic.
What do you have planned for this Christmas, Alicia?
Well, it's going to be pretty quiet. I mean, I'm back in Alberta. I was living in Nashville, and I'm back in Alberta right now. And the Alberta government has just limited Christmas to only households, unfortunately. So, I mean, I get it. I understand. But, you know, it's still sad. So, instead of there being about 15 to 20 of us, it'll be my parents and I and the dogs.
Oh, and the dogs, of course.
Yeah, you can probably hear Cash. He is right beside me right now, and he thinks it's playtime.
Oh.
So if you hear any snorting, he's a Frenchie. If you hear any snorting, he's like full on snorting right now. And
oh, God, I love little Cash. I'm sure he's going to be absolutely spoiled for Christmas.
He already has three presents under the tree, and I have a whole bunch of stocking stuffers for him. And I even got him an ugly Christmas sweater.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did, and it is ugly.
Well, you're going to have to post a picture of that because I want to see that too.
I absolutely will. It's hilarious. It has a fireplace on it.
Now, with Christmas just around the corner again, what are some traditions you're looking forward to this year?
Well, I'm looking forward to going on Twinkle Tours. Yeah. I actually went on one by myself last night, just put the Christmas music on and looked at some lights. But my family will, you know, pile up the vehicles, drive around and look at Christmas lights. And I think we can still do it this year as long as we're just all in separate vehicles. So we can kind of have a caravan and still do that together, which will be nice. And I'm looking forward to just some Christmas baking with my mom. I haven't started my baking yet, so I'll be starting that this weekend, which will be fun.
And what's your favorite thing to bake?
Ooh, I have a lot of favorites. I love to bake. But one of my favorites would be molasses sugar cookies. They're like a soft ginger snap.
Ooh.
They're so good, and everybody loves them.
Well, I just, I don't do a whole lot of baking, but recently I just made these eggnog sugar cookie squares. And I, not to toot my own horn, but damn, they are good.
Okay, I think you're going to have to send me the recipe.
I will send you the recipe for those. They turned out awesome.
Awesome.
That's
so good. I love eggnog. So that's amazing.
What do you have coming up in the new year that we can look forward to?
Well, in the new year, I'm going to be working at moving back down to Nashville. I'm not sure exactly when that's going to happen, but I'm trying to make it a little more permanent. Spending 9 months down there last year was incredible and definitely found where I feel like I'm supposed to be. So I'll be working at getting moved back down there. And when I do get back down, I'll be getting back into studios. I've been doing a ton of writing and want to release some new music for sure. So that's what you can look forward to hopefully some shows. I have a great band in Alberta, and we're hoping to get back at it with shows as well. So, yeah, I mean, 2021 is still looking a little bit, you know, blurry. We're not quite sure what to expect, but I think it's going to be a great year.
I hope so. I hope live music comes back. I am missing it. I am missing the in-studio visits like crazy.
Yes, I am too. I'm missing connecting with people. And I'm a hugger. Like, I'm a hugger. So seeing people and seeing friends and not being able to hug is like, air hugs.
Isn't that the worst? You go in for it and then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not allowed to hug anybody.
I know. It's so, because it's normal, you know, habit to do that. It's like, oh, whoops.
Oh, well, Alicia, thank you so much for chatting with me today. Love the tune, One Wish. I wish you and your family all the best for the holiday season and all the best in the new year to you, your family, and the band.
Thank you so much. You as well. Wishing you and everyone at your station and your family a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Alicia. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.